negative surroundings. This is a major area of problems for salespeople because we've heard about it thousands and thousands of times through strategies, people that follow our email strategy that we send out each week. By the way, you can get that at CardoneSuccess.com. CardoneSuccess.com. You can get a weekly sales and business expansion strategy for free. And we hear salespeople constantly, what do you do about a negative environment? Being surrounded by environments that are negative will, for most people, will reduce their environment. I mean, unless you're like Kanye, or I guess JC, you know, these guys were like, they were propelled by their negative environments to get out. But look, if you stay in that negative environment, even once you're successful, it's going to pull you back down again. You've seen many people that were extremely creative that end up, you know, imploding on themselves because they continue to stay around people that were vampires and negatives and bloodsuckers and creative suckers and just pull the life out of people. Your environment is going to control the success you have in your life. The ease at which people can get into sales and then, unfortunately, have low demands put on them by organizations, management, and other people. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not talking about people being negative. I'm talking about people just having low demands for push. This can create by itself the most serious negative environment you can have. In my book, The 10X Rule, my plates here, 10X Rule, if you ever see those rolling around Miami Beach, that'll be me. I'm saying, look, man, get around some 10X people. Get around people that demand 10 times more. The average environment, the average of surrounded by a bunch of people that are average and all saying, yeah, I'm good. I'm making enough money. Yeah, we got a nice house. Life is good. Everything's fine. I'm good. I'm golden. As opposed to being around a bunch of people, I want more. I demand more. We got to do more. We can do more. Dude, which one of those environments you want to be in? You see, you really don't even label the first one as negative. No, it's not negative. It's worse than that. It's average. See, negative, you know. Guys walking around, I hate this and I hate that and I hate you and I hate everything. I hate the economy and I hate the president. I hate everything. I hate myself. He's easy, man. It's the average stuff. It's that average, mediocre, this middle class mentality that everything's going to be fine if I just have a good job and I just get insurance and I just get a nice fence around the yard and I got my dogs and I got my two kids and we got a good education and everything's going to be fine. Look, all you got to do is sit in front of a TV and see that the planet's negative. It's either negative or average. And I just told you average is worse. The problem with negativity anywhere is that it is a disease and should be treated as a disease. It's contagious by its very nature. It affects everyone in the vicinity. If you've ever seen negative people at a party, dude, you can feel it. You can feel the whole side of the room go freaking contaminated. I don't need a Geiger counter to say, oh, they're contaminated over there. I know. I can sense it. I can pick it up. When you put negative people into a sales environment, it becomes destructive to your ability to stay focused. I'll guarantee you've already thought of people around you, a manager, another salesperson, maybe the person you're living with, maybe one of your kids. One of your kids is really positive and one of them's a little negative. What do you do about it, Grant? Well, first thing you need to do about it is handle your surroundings. When you put negative people into a sales environment, it's destructive to your ability to be focused, productive, effective. It's going to be counterproductive to you being able to push to new levels. Look, it'll be counterproductive to you even listening to this program because you're going to have one of your buddies, Larry. Oh, you're listening to Grant Cardone? Oh, man, you drinking the Kool-Aid, huh? Oh, yeah, you're going to do what Grant says. I know, man. This is what happened to me. When I was 25 years old, I started listening to this guy, man. I became like a proponent. An apprentice, dude. I was learning everything from this guy. I was sucking the data from him. I was buying it all. I wasn't drinking Kool-Aid, dude. I was swimming in it. And people would make fun of me. Ah, you like a little. I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm trying to get better. That's what I'm trying to do. See, but really that comment, even though that guy would defend it and say, nah, I was just kidding. Dude, it was negative. And it sticks to you. It'll be critical to your sales success, to your next level, to you getting the next level, that you keep your environment positive. That includes your physical environment as well as what goes on between these ears of yours and the eyes. What do you see, man? What are you sensing in your environment? What do you hear all day? This includes your physical environment as well as what goes on with what you read, what you see, what you listen to. Trust me, you will hear enough negativity from the media and your clients that you don't need to hear from people you work with and live with. The last thing you need when you're selling in sales as an entrepreneur, as somebody who wants to build their business, the last thing you need is people you work around or your family adding wood to the negativity fire. Make it known to these people that you will not tolerate negative talk. I'm looking for our no negativity sign. Maybe you can pop it off. And the other one, the only positivity allowed here. Make it known to the people around you. Dude, I'm not tolerating it. It's not allowed here. It's not okay. It's not cool. Okay. So like I have these signs in my office, no negativity allowed here. It's a big red sign, red on white, like a stop sign. What's it saying? Policy, dude. Stop it. Knock it off. Not allowed here. The next sign says only positivity allowed here. I made this one up because I had a client call me and say this was actually negative. I'm like, you're being negative right now. Come on, keep it real. You're trying to be negative on my products. I had a client call me, man, your no negativity sign is negative. I said, dude, two negatives don't make a negative. Two negatives, no, and negativity are two negatives. You need to learn your grammar. See, two negatives make a positive. But since you don't like this sign, how about I make this one for you and I'll sell you this sign. Only positivity allowed here. And then I sold in both signs. Now, both these signs should be in your office. They're good for customers. They're good for employees. They're good for family. Give these to your kids. Your 15-year-old needs these everywhere he goes because he's turned into a little, they can become terrorists. So make it known to those people you work around. I have a little wristband here. Where I put this wristband on, okay? Why am I doing this? Why am I a grown man with a wristband that says be positive on one side and no negativity on the other? Because I need to be surrounded. I need the people around me to see what I represent. It's going to be hard for you to be negative around me because I'm surrounding my environment with the signs. No negativity allowed here. If you don't have something positive to say, look, go away. Go away until you do have something positive to say. How can we do it? Not how can't we do it? Negative talk or references about clients. How many sales organizations that I've been in over the last 25 years? I don't know, 10,000, 20, 15,000. I don't even know. I can't count. I can't tell you how often I hear the sales personnel and the sales management talking negatively about the customers. Guy's an idiot. He can't make sense of a decision. He can't make a decision. He always does this. They don't have any money. They don't understand. These people are ridiculous. Dude, that's your customers. That's people that are putting your kids through school. You can't talk negative about the people that are actually flowing power to you. So stop the negative talk in your environment. Stop the negative talk about your customers. Negative talk about your product line, how it's inefficient, deficient, not good enough. They didn't make enough changes. Dude, you can't afford that. You need to stay sold. You need to talk about how good your product is, not where it's deficient. Every product is going to have some loose point that you can find to be critical about. Negative talk about product, clients, the customers, the company, the management should immediately indicate the person that is using this is an enemy of the group. Man, Grant, you're harsh, dog. You're harsh. You're working with a guy that's saying your product is not worth what you guys sell it for. You work with somebody that says, hey, this client's an idiot. But that's an enemy of the group. Now, I'm not saying he's a malicious enemy of the group, but if he's walking around unconsciously causing problems, he's as much of a problem to your environment as the person that has malicious intent to hurt. He is an enemy to your group. Negativity is a killer. Negativity is contagious. Negativity is stopping you from getting what you want. I've heard so many guys, professional speakers, talk about, hey, I can tell you what your income, I can tell you what your net worth is. Just show me your five best friends. Tell me what they're worth, and that's what you're going to be worth. That is the influence of your environment. Your mom, your dad, your cousins, your uncle, your aunts, brothers and sisters, the newspapers you read, the TV you watch, the radio you hear, the people you hang around, the things you hear every day are influencing the outcomes of your life. Control your environment. No negativity allowed here, okay? Only positivity. If the news ain't positive, baby, maybe you just want to change channels.